We're celebrating Human Rights Day, or rather recognising Human Rights Day today might be the more appropriate phrase to use, sorry. Among the rights we enjoy, the right to citizenship, the right to security, the right to privacy, to access to information, right to basic needs like housing and healthcare. What about our rights in terms of our security in the online space and our online protection in the digital age? Did you know that a recent report has shown that of 28 countries that were surveyed, South Africa had by far the highest prevalence of cyberbullying? 54% of the parents who took part in this study admitted to knowing at least one child in their community who had been a victim of cyberbullying. That figure was up by 24% on the stats from 2011. It's something I know we've had personal experience of in our school. In fact, I don't know of a school which hasn't had to grapple with some version of this rearing its head. Let's have a conversation about our safety online, what it means for our kids, and how we raise children to be responsible cyber citizens. Joining me on the line is Maher Yamut, who is the senior security researcher at Kaspersky Lab, who are cyber security specialists. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give our listeners an idea of just how widespread the problem of cyberbullying is in South Africa, and particularly who is vulnerable to it?
I mean, so if you can look at the statistics, it's pretty much a high number. Pretty much everyone is vulnerable to it. And how it works is like the usual real-life bullying. However, as any real-life threat that comes to us in real life, it comes also extended to the IT security or the virtual world. It works almost the same way as the usual bullying, but with technology.
Maher, this makes the online world a scary space to set our children off into. We know that it holds wonderful potential as a place to learn, a place to research, a place to play and interact with friends, but it also holds these kind of dangers. What advice would you have as somebody who deals with these cases day in and day out and knows the nature of the dangers out there? Should we be saying that there is a particular age under which our kids should not be on social media? What can we be doing to keep them safe?
Sure. So obviously, if you want to be on the social media, you need to be aware, you need to be responsible on what you put on the social media. We've encountered a lot of situations that the kids are not aware about the threats, about the risks, about what can happen eventually. We rely mostly on the schools, on what they teach them. We do encourage the schools on teaching them and making them aware of the risks of what can happen. For example, the kids need to be responsible enough to know what kind of pictures they publish online, with whom do they talk to, and so on and so forth. you remember when we were kids, our parents used to tell us, don't talk to foreigners, don't talk to strangers, don't take like candies from unknown people. It almost get the same idea in the cyber world. Don't talk to anyone on the internet. Some people will give you some nice pictures, will tell you some stories. Do not talk to anyone on the internet unless you know them. We do encourage kids and parents to make them aware of how things work in terms of abuse. Obviously, they need to know good passwords, practices, and so on, and what to share online, especially in pictures.
Okay. Maher, if a parent suspects their child is being bullied online or is the victim of some kind of online crime, the obvious response would be to go to the school if it's happening at school, but also to consider going to police if it is serious enough to warrant criminal investigation. Do you believe that police are well enough versed in the kinds of forms it takes and what our rights are and what the legal requirements are in terms of sanctioning that kind of thing?
Yes. I believe so. I mean, we did encounter a couple of cases that went eventually to the police and the court. Again, the parents need to be close with their kids, tell them if they feel something is wrong, if they did encounter something inappropriate, to tell them. Anyways, the parents are aware enough how to handle these situations and when to take it further with the police. We did encounter a case in recently, where some bullying happened in the school, and then they created a fake Instagram account to impersonate a poor kid. And then they tried to abuse him and bully him and sending new pics. But because the parents were aware enough about and they were close to their boy, they were able to handle it with the school and then take it further with the courts. And it ended well after the investigation completed.
Maher Yamut, thanks so much. Senior security researcher at Kaspersky Lab. As a matter of interest, there is new legislation currently before Parliament that is going to tackle some of the advancements in the kinds of cyber crimes that are taking place. There is a cyber crimes bill. The hate speech bill, I know, also touches on this, as I think does the Film and Publications Amendment Bill. Emma Sadlier is always somebody I recommend if you as a parent are concerned or want to just update your own knowledge of the dangers that are out there and how to deal with them. She is a specialist digital media lawyer. And I know, I'm aware of the fact that she's going to be in Cape Town next month giving a talk at Bergfleet High School. So it's worth Googling Emma Sadlier or the Digital Law Company, which is her firm, if you're interested in attending one of those talks. I also always highly recommend her book, Selfies, Smartphones and Sects, which is just packed with advice for parents. So